the south side of the Cima dei Piazzi mountain. From this stretch of the cycle path that links Bormio to Valfurva along the Fradolfo River, it is possible not only to admire a very dynamic stretch of the river, but also to observe the peaks that dominate the valley. In addition to the right, we can see the south side of the Cima dei Piazzi, the majestic peak that in other sectors of the route we can observe from the north side where ice and snow dominate. Here, the Cima dei Piazzi appears as an elegant, dark mountain, without snow and ice, which stands out among the nearby peaks that do not reach its 3,340 meters of altitude. The Cima dei Piazzi separates the Adda Valley from the Val Viola Bormina and contains many reasons of interest not only for mountaineering, but also for nature and landscape. This mountain, known to many Italians at least visually because for decades its image has stood out on the label of a well-known brand of mineral water, is also an SCI, or a Site of Community Importance, identified by the code IT2040012 and called Val Viola Bormina Cima dei Piazzi Glacier. In addition to being SCI for the fauna and flora present, this area is also identified as an SAC, or Special Area of Conservation. At the lower altitudes, in fact, luxuriant fir woods vegetate, which climbing give way to vast pastures. The south side that we admire from this cycle path is all in bare rock, while the north side shows the typical environment of the high alpine mountains, with lakes and streams fed by the melting of the glaciers of the Cima dei Piazzi. In fact, below this peak, the mountain welcomes in the northern sector an ice cap and two small bodies now separated. The Cima dei Piazzi has also been an open-air laboratory since 2009 for the study of alpine permafrost. In fact, since 2009, the temperatures of the rock of the summit from the surface to about 1 meter depth are constantly monitored to detect the temperature cycles above and below zero, and therefore the thermal stress to which the rock is subjected, in order also to identify at what depth permafrost can be placed in this sector of the Alps. Monitoring is still underway under the coordination of the University of Milan.